Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hearty Appetite. The word brunch is a portmanteau of breakfast and lunch, indicating a meal which combines elements of both. The term first appeared in print in 1895 in an article whose author proposed its virtue thusly. By eliminating the need to get up early on Sunday, brunch would make life brighter for Saturday night carousers. But brunch is foremost a culinary hybrid rather than a linguistic one. As William Grimes puts it, it's neither fish, nor fowl, nor good red herring, although all three can wind up on the same plate. And therein lies the problem. If you're not careful, you might not get the most out of your buffet experience, ending up feeling merely full, but not fully satisfied. In other words, it's important to attack a buffet strategically. As one with years of experience navigating buffet lines, I offer the following five principles for getting the most out of any brunch. Number one, eat in courses. Resist the temptation to pile all kinds of food on your plate at once. Rather, use a separate plate for each course. You'll appreciate each type of food more that way, and always use the big dinner plates for every course, especially dessert. Number two, avoid ordinary breakfast fare. Why waste money and tummy space on mere scrambled eggs, bacon, or pancakes? That's what the IHOP is for. Number three, beware the salads. Brunches are places to indulge. Save the health food for another day. Use greens only as a garnish. Number four, be selective. This is the time to load up on things you don't usually get at home, like expensive seafood or prime cuts of beef. For example, once years ago when I spotted the rack of lamb on the buffet at the Willows in Honolulu, the chicken lost all its appeal. And finally, number five, wear Sansibel slacks or a muumuu. This recommendation is self-explanatory. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.